A senior Afghan official says President Hamid Karzai has rejected a provision of a security pact with the United States just days before the country's elders gather to debate it. Media outlets have quoted the official as saying that Karzai has rejected the enter and search provision. The question of whether foreign troops will be allowed to search Afghan homes after their combat mission ends next year has long been a sticking point of the Kabul-Washington deal. The final draft will be discussed by the Loya Jirga, an assembly of tribal elders, later this week. Karzai has already announced that if the Loya Jirga does not approve the deal, it will not be signed. Last month, the United States and Afghanistan hammered out a draft deal that allows thousands of U.S. troops to stay in the country beyond 2014. Well, let's speak to our correspondent Faiz Khurshid, who now joins us on the line from Kabul to tell us a bit more. Now, Faiz, tell us a bit more about what the scrapping of this provision, this particular provision, means.
Well, as you said, negotiations between Kabul and Washington over this security deal have reached a stalemate in the last minute. It has been admitted by the spokesperson of President Karzai. The U.S. government insists that American troops should be given the right to enter into Afghan homes when they chase the militants after 2014. And President Karzai is strongly against such U.S. raids on Afghan homes. He told this to the U.S. ambassador here in Kabul, Mr. Cunningham, and the U.S. top military man here, General Dunford. Karzai told him that he's not going to change his mind at all. Now, Ambassador Cunningham and General Dunford are planning to quickly rush to Washington and discuss this with their boss, President Obama. But most delegates have already arrived here in Kabul to attend the Loya Jirga. It has been scheduled to be held on Thursday, but the Afghan government still does not have a final draft of this security agreement. Both sides have not reached any deal yet before this Jirga, and it has already overshadowed the whole deal. I don't think that President Karzai would change his position now because he knows it's a very sensitive issue, and it would be too hard for him to tell Afghans in this coming big meeting here in Kabul that they won't be killed or wounded if U.S. forces breach their privacy and enter into their homes when they are asleep. Well, the U.S. government didn't change its position. It remains to be seen. But it's not the only sticking point now. The issue of legal immunity has not been resolved yet, too. U.S. wants all its forces to be treated under U.S. laws. It matters very much for Washington. But President Karzai and his team have come up with another idea. Mr. Karzai says that if an American soldier shoots someone here in Afghanistan in self-defense, he should be prosecuted in U.S., that if he commits a crime intentionally, then he should be put on trial inside Afghanistan. But it seems not a good idea for Obama's administration. So I think they still have a long way to go and reach an agreement until Thursday. They don't have much time.
Right. Now, Faiz, we have discussed in the past with you about the different provisions and sticking points with regards to this deal between the U.S. and Afghan governments. As far as this Loya Jirga is concerned, as well as the ordinary Afghan population, they are wholly opposed to this pact to begin with now, aren't they?
Yeah, there are a large number of people in this country who are strongly against the U.S. long-term military involvement. And today, there were two big gatherings here in Kabul, and a large number of people attended these gatherings, and they have voiced their strong opposition to this deal. These people were telling us that if American forces stay here, there would be no peace and stability. They went back to what happened over the past 12 years in their country. They said, look, we still don't have peace. The Taliban remain strong. We still don't have good economy. Over 60% of our people still live below the poverty line. Pop cultivation has jumped, and it has greatly affected the lives of the local people. Over 1.5 million Afghans are drug addicts. And so it's too difficult for these people now to say that if they have U.S. forces for the next 10 years, or more than that, there would be peace and stability and no Taliban bombings in their cities.
Okay, our correspondent Faiz Khurshid there joining us from Kabul. Faiz, thank you for updating us on the situation there.